Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Edward Peck, who is the former chief of the U.S. mission in Iraq. And he's joining us now live from Washington. Ambassador Peck, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, I wanted to ask, you know, how do you assess the relations currently between Turkey and Iraq? They seem to obviously be going down the path of a more negative path.
Yes, and that seems fairly clear, and I guess it's fairly obvious as well. The two countries have had a relationship which was perfectly reasonable and normal like any other nations. The big difference, of course, was the presence of the Kurds in northern Iraq, which the Turks saw as supporting unpleasant activities carried out by the Kurds in Turkey. That's a major problem for the Turkish government, for the Turkish people, and of course for the Kurdish people as well, because the insurrection, if you wish to call it that, the unrest has been going on now for decades, and lives lost by the tens of thousands, mostly on the Kurdish side. And as soon as the United States liberated Iraq, and began to cultivate sort of a semi-autonomous Kurdish region in the north, this made the Turks a little uncomfortable because it would serve as a further element of concern on the part of the Kurds in Turkey, the desire for them to have their own state as well. And so when Mr. Erdogan accuses the Iraqi government of, or at least the Prime Minister al-Maliki, of carrying out, forming a sectarian government. Of course, he's quite right in one way, in that there are a number of different sectarian groups in Iraq, as there are elsewhere, and they've had trouble, inter-sectarian troubles there for as long as I can remember.
Ambassador Peck, you know, certainly Iraq is not the only country on Turkey's radar screen, if I may use that term. You know, Syria is obviously, Turkey has been heavily involved in Syria as well. Is a Turkey, in a sense, overstepping what it sees as its role in the region?
Well, if you phrase the question that way, I don't think you can say that it's overstepping what it sees as its role. It may be overstepping what other people see as its role. There is a tendency in today's Middle East, if we can bring Turkey into that region, for people to become extremely concerned about what's happening in neighboring countries or even countries that are fairly far away. Turkey also has a border with Syria. There are Kurds in Syria who are engaged in various aspects of the trouble there. And Turkey sees itself, if not threatened, at least challenged by the situations that are developing in those two countries and others, and is attempting to assert some input into the situation in the hopes of making it better. Now, the minute you do that, whether you're Turkey or any other country, you are accused of meddling in internal affairs. If I can offer you an example that you may have forgotten, the first time the American ambassador in Baghdad some years ago was authorized to meet with the Iranian ambassador in Baghdad, the American accused the Iranians of meddling in Iraq. Whereas we had invaded the country and replaced the government and were busily pacifying the country, and we're accusing the Iranians of meddling. But it's always a question, sir, as I know you're well aware, of how you see what you're doing as compared to how other people see what you're doing. And that can lead to big problems. And I'm certainly hopeful, as are so many others, that Turkey and Iraq will continue to maintain reasonable relations, even if they aren't perfect. That will benefit
indeed, I
everyone
do apologize for cutting you off, Ambassador Peck. It seems that we will have to leave it there for now, but we do, of course, as always, appreciate your insight. That was Ambassador Edward Peck, former chief of the U.S. mission in Iraq.